This month, we want to look at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The R and the L are so many in this sentence that if you don't take your time, you bite your tongue. Amen. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sharuski hakataya bahansku tolaboksa nime kelebe shada la barush konteleberia. So we have been looking at the supernatural, beyond the limit, beyond the boundaries, beyond the normal. Hallelujah, going beyond the human realm into the spiritual realm and the supernatural realm. We said that before you can enter into that realm and operate at that realm, you need to be born again. You need to be born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So the new birth is an experience that ushers us into the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But to sustain that realm of the supernatural, you need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. You need that the Holy Spirit comes upon you every day, every time, to empower you, to strengthen you, to sustain the supernatural life at the supernatural level. So I said something that the supernatural life begins with a new birth as well as the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. To walk in the supernatural, we must be familiar with the Holy Spirit and his dealings. Hallelujah. To walk in the supernatural, we must be familiar with the Holy Spirit and his dealings. Amen. If you are alien to the Holy Spirit, you will be alien to the supernatural life. Amen. If you are not familiar with the Holy Spirit, with the things of the Holy Spirit, you will not be familiar with the supernatural. In other words, for us to walk in the supernatural, move in the supernatural, experience the supernatural, hallelujah, we must be familiar with the Holy Spirit and with his operations and with his dealings and with the things of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so this month of February, we are looking at the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So we'll look at the Holy Spirit. We'll look at his outpouring, which we are considering this morning. We'll look at topics like the baptism and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. We'll look at the fellowship, the koinonia of the Holy Spirit. We'll look at the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, the apocalypsis, the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And topics like that. And I've termed this month as the Holy Ghost month. Amen. And I'm believing God that you and I will have supernatural encounters with the Holy Spirit. We'll have encounters with the Holy Spirit that will usher us into the operations of the supernatural, into the realms of the supernatural, into the supernatural life, so that we can live and exhibit the supernatural life. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. And every Friday of this month in our Gethsemane hour, I've termed it the Holy Ghost nights or Holy Ghost encounters. And every Friday, Gethsemane hour in this month, including the supernatural week, the last week of the month, we are going to experience a move of the Holy Spirit like never before. Hallelujah. And I want you to be a part of this. It will be streaming live. But if you are here in Tegate, in Accra, come in person to the service. And I'm believing God that throughout this month, the Holy Spirit will manifest himself to us and show us the dimensions of his power and glory that we have never seen before. The depth of him that we have never seen will be revealed unto us and unfolded to us, so that we can really enter into the supernatural and live the supernatural life. Hallelujah. When you consider scripture and read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you see God doing mighty things and doing great things. Hallelujah. But anytime I see that God is doing a great thing, or God is about to do a great thing, or God is about to do something extraordinary, or God is about to do something beyond human imagination and beyond human comprehension, anytime divinity wants to come into humanity and do something unique and something special, I see that there is an agency by which God operates and ushers in divinity and ushers in the supernatural. And the agency by which God operates and ushers in his power and dominion and the supernatural on earth is by the agency of the Holy Spirit. By the agency of the Holy Spirit. So anytime God wants to move, you see the Spirit of God at work.
Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now, verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And guess what? And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the waters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God, about to create, needed the agency of the Holy Spirit to move upon the waters. Yes, there was chaos. Yes, there was disorder. Yes, there was disarray. But the Spirit of God hovering over the waters meant that there is hope, and meant that God can come in the scene and on the scene and recreate out of disorder and recreate out of confusion. And so God said, let there be, and there was. Why? Because the Spirit of God were Ruach Elohim, as the Hebrew will put it, was over the surface of the deep and moving on earth to bring about creativity. Anytime God wanted to do something unique, he needed the Holy Spirit to move. In the days of the judges, when God wanted to deliver his people from any kind of bondage, the Spirit of God will come upon the judges and they will move to liberate the people. So we see Gideon. The Spirit of God came upon Gideon with 300 men. He conquered the Midianites of over 10,000 of army. Hallelujah. We see the Spirit come upon somebody like Samson. And then he can confront the lion. And with bare hands, kill a lion and open up his jaws. Why? Because the Spirit of God. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord began to move him. The Spirit of God began to move him. That was the secret. The Spirit of God moving him caused him to do great things. One day, they locked up the city of a gate with Samson inside the city so that the Philistines would come for him. And when he woke up at midnight and realized their intentions, he went to the city gate. And those times, the gate of the city was a fortified gate, because when an enemy conquers the gate, they have defeated that city. So the pillars were very strong. And Samson lifted this gate, broke the pillars, lifted the gate, put the gates on his shoulders, and walked away and dumped the gate somewhere uphill. Why? Because the Spirit of God moved him. The Spirit of God moved him. So throughout the Old Testament, we see God doing great things. And anytime God was doing a great thing, the Spirit of God, or a semblance of the Spirit of God, was in manifestation. Those of us doing the scripture reading, you realize how God parted the Red Sea for the Israelites to go through dry land. The Bible said that, and the Lord caused a wind, the east wind, to blow throughout the night. You read that, hallelujah. And that wind is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Ghost was in movement and caused the river, the sea, to part into two, and rolled like a mud and stood still to the left, to their right. With a highway in the sea, they walk through the sea and cross the Red Sea. Anytime, without exception, that God wanted to move, the Holy Ghost had to move. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit did not come into manifestation or reality in the New Testament, even in the Old Testament. From the very beginning, the Holy Spirit has been there as the third person of the triune God. Then in Joel chapter 2, the prophet Joel picks up a prophecy and begins to prophesy that a time is coming that the Spirit of God will be released like never before and poured out upon men. So in Joel chapter 2, the verse 28, the Bible says that it shall come to pass afterwards, says the Lord, that I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Amen. Amen. It shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And that is what I term the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The
outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So God is saying that the time is coming, and this was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that the time is coming, God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And when God pours out his Spirit on all flesh, certain things will begin to happen. Hallelujah. It says, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. So in the year of the supernatural, somebody must get ready to prophesy. Yes, you are not a prophet, but you will prophesy. The word of God will be given to you. The word of God will be in your mouth, and you will speak it out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the year of the supernatural, don't underrate yourself. Don't look down upon yourself. Don't think about what you can do and you cannot do. For it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And when the Spirit is poured out, great things begins to happen, including that we will prophesy. You will prophesy on your marriage. You will prophesy into your future. You will prophesy on your family. You will prophesy on that business. You will prophesy. Ah, when the Spirit is poured out, prophets will rise. Young men will prophesy. Young women will prophesy. And old men will begin to dream dreams. Hallelujah. Young men will see visions. That is what happened in the days when the Spirit of God is poured out. And I pray that you receive that outpouring. This morning, this month, you receive an outpouring of the Spirit. Is somebody with me? You receive an outpouring of the Holy Ghost into your life in the name of Jesus Christ. And when the Spirit is poured out, great and mighty things will happen on earth. So you go to the verse 29. It says, and also on my servants and on my handmaidens, I'll pour out my Spirit in those days. Verse 30. And I'll show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Hallelujah. So when the Spirit is poured out, God will show wonders in heaven and on earth. Wonders will happen in heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. And we said that in the year of the supernatural, miracles, signs, and wonders will follow us. But it will not come until we encounter the Holy Spirit and until the Spirit is poured from on high upon us. Hallelujah. But when we receive that outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon us and upon our lives, then we will rise up and we'll do mighty and great things. Or we'll do mighty and great things. Then we'll rise up and we'll do wonders. Wonders will happen for us in heaven and in earth. Blood and fire and smoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes to usher us into the operations of the supernatural. Amen. The outpouring of the Spirit comes upon us to usher us into the operations of the supernatural. So somebody get ready to enter into the operations of the supernatural. Get ready to do mighty things. Get ready to do wonderful things. Get ready to do extraordinary things. Get ready that the hand of God will move you like never before. Certain things you have not been able to do till now, you'll be able to do. Hallelujah. Why? Because the power and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Hallelujah. You can do nothing without the Spirit of God. Except me, you can do nothing. That is the words of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ, hallelujah, told his disciples that they should wait in Jerusalem. Without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. May that empowerment come upon you. May it come upon me. Hallelujah. So Joel prophesied it. And it came to a time that a prophecy must begin to happen. And so the Messiah must come. Hallelujah. And so an angel appeared unto Mary and said, hey, thou that are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. He said, you conceive and give birth, and that which you give birth to shall be called the Son of the Most High God. And Mary was surprised and didn't know what to do, was amazed and was confused in mind and said, how can these things be, seeing that I do not know a man? He said, this thing can be because the power of the highest will come upon you. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. When the Holy Spirit overshadows you, the impossible will become possible in your life. When the Holy Spirit overshadows you, the impossible will become possible in your life. Amen. How can this thing be? He said, it shall be because the Holy Ghost will come upon you and the power of the highest will rest upon your life. I pray that in this month of the Holy Spirit's outpouring, the Spirit of God will rest upon somebody's life. The power of God will come upon you. The anointing will come upon you. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God will reign in your life, will fill your heart, will fill your life. In the name of Jesus, receive the anointing and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. May the Spirit be poured out on high from heaven upon our lives, upon our businesses, upon our homes, upon our marriages. I pray, God, that in the month of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God will fill the church, and the Spirit of God will fill our lives, and the Spirit of God will take control over us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 So Jesus was born, and then he was moving about in Nazareth of Galilee and walking about and playing football with his friends and doing carpentry with his father and doing all those things, living ordinary life, hallelujah, until the time appointed. But at age 30, the Bible said that he came to Jordan where people were coming to John the Baptist to be baptized, and he came also to be baptized, hallelujah. And when he was being baptized by John in the Jordan, when he dipped him in the waters, and the Bible said that when Jesus Christ came up and was praying, suddenly the heavens opened and the Spirit descended like a dove and sat upon him, and a voice spoke from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him, listen to him," hallelujah. And that was the time and the day where the Spirit of God came upon the human Jesus to empower him and usher him into the dimensions of his ministry, into the supernatural arena where he can now operate in signs, miracles, and wonders. Hear me. Until that time, 30 years of age, Jesus Christ, there's no record in scripture that he did any miracle, that he did any sign, that he flowed in any anointing or power. But on the day of his baptism, when the Spirit was released and the power of God came upon him, when the Holy Ghost descended like a dove on him, he received the anointing and the empowerment, and now he began to operate in the supernatural realm. I pray God that this month, the power of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will come upon somebody, and you will walk in a new dimension. You will walk in the supernatural dimension. Get ready, somebody, to do the things you have not done before. Get ready to preach the preaching you have not done before. Get ready to heal the sick, cast out devil. Get ready to see visions. Get ready to prophesy, because the Holy Ghost shall come upon us and we'll be empowered to do great things in the name of Jesus. I'm not preaching to somebody this morning. Lift up your voice and shout and scream and praise the Lord like your voice is yours. The Spirit came upon him, and the Spirit took him to the wilderness to go and fast and pray. He was in the wilderness fasting and praying. The devil tempted him, hallelujah, but he came out tall. And the Bible said that after the fasting and prayer, he returned in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And when he returned to the temple and they gave him the scroll to read, he opened to the book of Isaiah and began to read from Luke chapter 4 verse 18. He began to read from Isaiah 61 that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are oppressed. Hallelujah. Said, the Spirit of God is upon me. 30 years I've been with you. No miracle, no sign, no preaching, no healings. But now I sense the Spirit of God, where Ruach Elohim is upon me. And by that same anointing, I will preach the gospel to the poor. I'll heal the brokenhearted. By that same anointing, I'll preach recovery of sight to the blind. And I'll set at liberty, I'll set free those that are in captivity. When the Holy Ghost come upon us, we are anointed to preach. We are anointed to heal the sick. We are anointed to cast out devils. And I pray in the name of Jesus that in this month of the Holy Ghost, some supernatural power and grace is coming upon you. By that anointing, you will preach the gospel. You will heal the sick. You will cast out devils. Somebody get ready to operate by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody get ready to walk in a supernatural dimension of the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to heal the sick. I am anointed for the supernatural. I am anointed to live a supernatural life. That is why I'm breaking loose from every limitation. I'm breaking loose from any entanglement. I'm breaking loose from anything that seeks me to live in the ordinary life and live an ordinary life. I am supernatural. I am higher than normal. I belong to the supernatural realm. In the name of Jesus, I'm breaking out of ordinariness. I'm breaking out of naturalness. I'm breaking out of every limitation, human limitation, limitation by my mind, limitation by my teachers, limitation by my parents, limitation that has been placed upon me by the council of elders, by the church, every limitation that man has placed upon me. Guess what?
God, even the limitations that are placed upon my own self, by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, I'm breaking loose, I'm breaking free, I'm coming out to live the supernatural life. In the name of Jesus, I am alive in Christ. I am alive in Christ. Who am I preaching to this morning? I am alive in Christ. I will live the supernatural life. The power of God is upon me. The anointing is upon me. The Holy Ghost is upon me. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. By the Holy Ghost, I will do great things. I will accomplish great things. I will build my ministry. I will build my business. I will build my marriage. I will build my family. By the Holy Ghost, I will build the church in the name of Jesus. The power of God is upon me. Therefore, there is no limit. 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 So Jesus operated in that power, did mighty and great things, signs and wonders. Then he was about to die, and he wanted to delegate that power to his disciples. So he told them in John chapter 14, reading from the verse 16, John chapter 14, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper." Other version says another comforter, "that he may abide with you forever." Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Look at that. The comforter, the helper, the Holy Spirit, Jesus says he's sending him to us so that he will abide with us forever. He'll abide with us forever. Amen. Carry on. 17. "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Amen. We know the Holy Spirit because he is with us. As we have met like this, he is with us. Anytime we meet in church, he is with us. Apart from that, he is with us. He is also in you and in me. Hallelujah. We call it the abiding presence and the manifest presence. Hallelujah. I taught on it at Kava. I'll teach on it again sometime in the year. The Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive him, but we know him because he will be with us and he will dwell in us. The Holy Ghost will dwell in you. And when the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, he empowers you for the supernatural life. Somebody hearing me? He empowers you for the supernatural life. Carry on. 18. "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." How is Jesus going to come to us again? Through the Holy Spirit. Then again in John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Reading from verse 7 thereabout. John 16. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Verse 8. "And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Amen. So Jesus promised the disciples that he will give them the Holy Spirit. Why is he going to give them the Holy Spirit? So that they can live the Christian life, the supernatural life. So that they will not live like ordinary men again, but they will live like supernatural men on earth. Hallelujah. That is the promise. And then in Acts chapter 1, after his resurrection, he appeared to the disciples and they were talking. They said, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom back to Israel?" Jesus said, "Your concern shouldn't be that. It's not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But I tell you that you shall receive power. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So Jesus is saying that, I told you that I will send the Holy Spirit, but now that I've resurrected, wait in Jerusalem. And when the Holy Spirit come upon you and you receive the Holy Spirit, you shall be my witnesses, shall receive power. So the Holy Ghost come upon us to endue us with power by which we can do the work of God. The Holy Spirit empowers us for the supernatural life. Amen. He empowers us for the supernatural life. And so they were waiting. I said in the morning service that waiting is never easy. It's not easy to wait. Amen. For example, if you write exams and you are waiting for results, not easy to wait. If you have written an application and you are waiting to be called, not easy. Amen. If you are going for an interview and they say, will you hear from us? You are patiently waiting to hear. It is not easy. Amen. When you meet a man or a woman and you decide to marry and you are going out and you want to marry and then there's suspicion, will it come on? Will it not come on? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So waiting is not easy. Sometimes in the process of waiting, some people mess up. Before the blessing will come, they have messed up. But Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem. If you can wait on God in this month of February, we'll see the glory of God and the manifestation of his power over our lives. Wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of the Father. And when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power. We are in days that we are so much in a hurry that we cannot wait for God. Oh, we cannot wait for him. By the time God appears, we have already gone because we are in a hurry to go and pound our fufu and eat. Hello? 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 No desire to wait for the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. No desire to wait on God. No desire to wait that the Holy Ghost will come upon us. Oh, men of old had the patience and the tenacity to wait on God until something touched their lives, until something dropped on their lives, until their lives were affected. Here in Ghana, I was telling the story in the morning about Apostle Enim, hallelujah, and the Apostolic Church. When he started in Asamankese, and the Bible said the history tells us that they were able to wait in somewhere in the early 1917 or 1915, thereabout. Hallelujah. They could wait on God and pray until the Holy Ghost will come upon them. And some people traveled. Did I say travel? When I say travel in those days, it was not traveling by car. It was not by aeroplane. Hallelujah. It was not even traveling by horse. They walked barefooted on their foot. Some from Kumasi, some from the Volta region, some from Central region, Cape Coast. They walked by foot and came to Asamankese so that they can come and wait and tarry until the presence and the power will come upon them, until some fire will touch their lives, and they will go back walking to their town, to their villages, with the fire of God to spread the revival fire. And the history tells us that one day, as they were waiting at Asamankese in their chapel, the Bible, the history tells us that the people around saw something like fire on top of the building. They thought that the building was on fire and it was being burned, not knowing that it was the Holy Ghost fire. I'm talking about physical fire on the building top. And people were looking at it. And people saw it from afar. Fire on the temple. Hallelujah. Why? Because some holy men, some holy women, some people that wanted to contact God and live a supernatural life, they waited and tarried and prayed until the presence came. It is said that one day somebody went to the farm and was praying and waiting. And all of a sudden he received tongue speaking. The Spirit of God came upon him, started speaking in tongue. Then he rushed back and came to tell Apostle Enim and all the people. They said, I have received the tongue speaking, because they have been waiting to receive it. It was not happening. Apostle Enim himself was not speaking in tongues. But when it happened like that, their faith was increased. They gathered and they started praying. That is when he himself received the tongue speaking, and other people were speaking in tongues. And when the news spread abroad over that colonial Ghana, the colonial Cape Coast, Gold Coast, at that time, and history tells us that people heard it in Kumasi, people heard it in Cape Coast, and they walked on their foot to Asamankese to come and participate Spirit, of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, so that something will drop on their lives and something will touch their lives. And they waited, some for weeks, some for months, some for a whole year. They tarried in the presence of God until something dropped on their life. The reason why in our days we can't experience the supernatural and we can't experience the power of God is that we are so much in a hurry. Instant coffee, instant noodles, instant check, instant jollof, instant fried rice. Oh, we are so used to the instant life. We want instant Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost will not come upon you instantly. You must wait. You must tarry in His presence. And while tarrying, you are praying. It's not easy, but you are praying. You are weak, but you are praying. You are weak, but you are fasting and praying that, oh God, let something drop on my life. Oh God, touch my life. Oh God, use me. Men of old went on their knees and they prayed. Their prayer topic was not, God, give me visa. Their prayer topic was not, God, bless my life. Their prayer topic was not, oh God, I need a wife, I need a husband. Their prayer topic was not that I may be pregnant and give birth to my child. Their prayer topic on their knees. A man like John Knox will go on his knees and pray and say, Lord, give me Scotland or kill me. Either you give me Scotland or you take my life. May we return to those days of great outpouring of the Spirit of God upon the church. That is why in our day, we come to church, we encounter no power. We come to church, we encounter no miracle. We come to church, our churches are boring. Our churches are hard like stone. Our churches are without presence. Why? We can't wait and tarry for the presence. But I pray, God, that in this month, in this year of the supernatural, somebody will wait on God until something drops on your life, until you receive an encounter of the Holy Ghost, and that encounter will lead you into the realm and the arena of the supernatural. Azusa Street in the U.S. People travel from England, travel from the Caribbean, travel from Africa, travel from Asia, and they came to Azusa Street. Why? Because they have heard, like William J. Seymour, hallelujah, has birthed some move of the Spirit, and people are speaking in tongues, and so much power and fire and supernatural manifestations, and people just traveled. They won't, you see, in those times, maybe there were not even aeroplanes, but how did they travel? Somewhere on the sea for 3 months, for 2 months, for 4 months, before they could get there and stay there for months until something touched their life, and they went to their places with a fire and spreading the revival fire, spreading the revival fire, spreading the revival fire. Hallelujah. I pray, God, that in this month of the Holy Ghost, your life will not remain the same. You have been a Christian for 10 years, for 5 years, for 11 years. You have had no encounter with the Spirit of God. You don't even speak in tongues and you are not bothered. Say, Senyo Biana Beka tongues. Sit there and don't speak. If it is one person that must speak, I declare and prophesy that it must be me. Hallelujah. I will not share the things of God and the things that I can receive from God for others and stay there and say it's not for everybody. If it's not for everybody and it's for one person, I choose to be that one person. I pray, let there be a holy ignition of fire and passion in your heart for the things of God. Hallelujah. You have been in a charismatic church like this, where every day we are doing anointing service, and you are not full of the Holy Ghost. You don't have tongue speaking. You are not even bothered. You're not even bothered. Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise of heaven. And when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall receive power and you'll be my witnesses. And then Acts chapter 2, as we studied in our Bible study somewhere in January, the Spirit of God, hallelujah, where they were waiting, whilst they were waiting, the place began to shake, hallelujah. There was a mighty rushing wind and tongues like fire descended and sat upon their heads. And the Bible said in the verse 4 that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Then great things began to happen. That was the beginning of Peter walking in the supernatural. Because before this, Even when a small girl said, "You are one of them," said, "I don't know him." Wallahi talahi, I don't know him. I swear by the 77 gods of my village that I don't know this man. But when the Holy Ghost came upon him, it was a different story. Pray that this month the Spirit of God will come upon you and anoint and empower you for the supernatural life. Hallelujah. The people look at them, they were behaving like drunk men. Something strange was happening. Something strange was happening. You see, we have become so normal that when we come to church, we can even present our services and the flow of our services. May there be a time this month, in this year, in this church, where you cannot predict what happens in the service. This morning, when I was about to start the first service, those of you here, all of a sudden, we picked a song, and the Spirit of God and the power of God was just moving. I just started ministering to people and praying for people, even before I started preaching. We had a powerful service. And this service is also powerful. Amen. Amen. Don't predict. You can't predict. It comes by the movement of the Spirit. He said, "These men are drunk." Then Peter stood and said, "No, these men are not drunk as you suppose, but this is that which was spoken and prophesied by the prophet Joel." So he linked the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost to the prophecy of Joel in Joel chapter 2. And since then, the Spirit of God has been abiding with us. If you want to walk in the supernatural, you must encounter the Holy Spirit. You must encounter him. Hear him when he speaks. You must have fellowship with him. He's real than the clothes you are wearing. The Holy Spirit is not a mist. The Holy Spirit is not a goose pump. You know goose pump. The Holy Spirit is not ensan or anabiati. You say Holy Ghost abam. So no. He's not even fire. He's not water. He's not wind. All those things are emblems of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is a person, the third person of God. And you can relate to him as a person. My teaching. He speaks. He talks. He has a mind. He can be grieved. He can become angry. That is the Holy Spirit. So you can relate to him as a person. When he says that anytime he wakes up in the morning, his first words he speaks is, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." So he wrote a book with the title, "Good Morning, Holy Spirit," talking about his experiences with the Holy Spirit. What experience have you had with the Holy Spirit? You can know him as a person. He can talk to you. As a matter of fact, when we are ministering, we say, "And God said, and God spoke to me," he's the Holy Spirit who speaks to us. How do you know? I know because if Asempa is talking to me now, either on phone or behind the wall, I'll know that it is Asempa. Why? Because I know her voice. You understand? So if you are familiar with the Holy Spirit, you will hear him when he speaks. But the fact is that most of us, we are not familiar. We don't even know. Like that church, that the apostles came and said, "Have you yet received the Holy Spirit?" They said, "We don't even know as yet whether there is anything called the Holy Spirit." Most Christians in our generation are like that. I pray that in this month of the Holy Spirit, he will reveal himself to us. And we will know him. Will relate to him, will have fellowship with him, and walk with him. That is anything like nyame so many Christians, some ayo ding sa no, ayo ding. Because we do a whole ding, oh previa, amen. But since God man on koko kwa, no fan adamfo, no ayo dinga. Mon say Christianity, emre. Because it's not by might, not by power, but by His Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead it. He will lead it through you. He will lead it through you. Hallelujah. You want to stand on your feet. The next 5 minutes, you want to pray that Spirit of God come upon me. Spirit of God come upon me. Spirit of God come. And I see that in this service, somebody is encountering the Holy Spirit. Somebody is receiving an outpouring. Somebody is receiving fire, fresh oil. Some of us, we started well, but you are backsliding. Your prayer life is down. Your Bible study life is down. You can't feel the Spirit no more. This morning, the Lord is bringing a revival into our hearts and into our midst. In the name of Jesus, Masa Kataya, somebody begin to pray. Begin to pray that the Spirit of God come upon me. Spirit of God come upon me. Shaka talabaya. Nema kantalabasha skatalabaya.
Open your mouth, begin to pray. Pray like somebody who wants to encounter the Spirit of God. Online, pray. You're on Facebook and YouTube, you are watching us pray this morning. Oh, pray that the power of the Holy Ghost will overshadow your life. The presence of God will overshadow your life in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sharabazus kitalaba rakataya, hesketelebe shandaraba rakataya. Nima kesh kiriatae lai baho sataya lebo sitalaba rakos kataya. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Pray somebody in the name of Jesus. Masa kataya. Online, on Facebook, on YouTube. I want to hear your voice. I want to hear you pray in the name of Jesus. Ratalaba rasa katalaba rakataya. Lekayanta labalabaya. I want to see some fervency in prayer in the name of Jesus. I want to feel your prayer like somebody who is determined to have an encounter with the Spirit of God this morning. In the name of Jesus. Masataya Shandala Balabaya. Nima Kandala Balabaya. Lekayandala Barakataya. Shataya Barabalabaya. Pray. Can it even lift up some song in the name of Jesus? We've been praying. Now we're crying. Lord, send a rain. Makaya Balabaya, send the rain. We're hungry for you, Lord. We're hungry for the rain. We're hungry for the outpouring. Masi katalabasha katalabaya, raza katalabalabaya, laikantalabashas katalabaya, rakas katalabara katalabaya, shantalabarakas katalabasataya, bandalabarakas katalabarabaya, shataya balabara katalabara kataya, antalabasatalabashandalabaya, bandalabarakat. Hey, kapasha sakatalabaya, rantalabara katalaba, laipasha talabara katalaba. La basa talabala balabaya, shandala balabala balabaya, rantala balabala balabaya, rakatala barakas kataya, shantala baras katala balabalaya, shatala balabala balabaya, rantala balabala balabaya, masas katala balabalaya, shala balabala balabala basataya. Nikala balabara katala basadaya, baila basatala balabalaya, rakatala balabala basadaya, akabasadaya. Pray that God will send His Spirit upon the church, upon our lives, upon our businesses, upon our home and our families. In the name of Jesus, it's a song of revival. It's a song of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Oh,